You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Cryptocurrency mining is basically verification to make sure transactions on the blockchain are legitimate. One method to do that is called proof of work. Think of it like a horse race. Multiple supercomputers race each other to verify transactions. The fastest miner wins some crypto. But that takes a lot of electricity. So soon, blockchain platform Ethereum will shift to a different method, proof of stake. Instead of multiple horses slash miners running and expending energy at the same time, one validator wins a lottery to verify the transaction. Alex DeVries, the founder of DigEconomist, explained what the shift means.
And that changes the block creation process in such a way that you no longer need the energy-intensive hardware anymore. In fact, in proof of stake, you do still need a device with an active internet connection, and you do need to run that device 24/7, but a big part of the energy consumption that's needed to run the energy-intensive proof of work just gets eliminated, essentially overnight.
So what's the significance of Ethereum choosing to switch from one system to the other?
The biggest implications will be in terms of environmental sustainability. What we see is that a proof-of-work mining-based cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Ethereum before the merge can also be responsible for huge amounts of energy consumption. We see that the Bitcoin and Ethereum network combined were consuming as much power as all data centers in the world together. Roughly 1% of our total global electricity consumption just for these two networks. But if you move away from the energy-intensive mining and you replace it with proof of stake, you can reduce the power requirement to run such a system by at least 99% and potentially even more than that.
What are the chances that Bitcoin, which is bigger than Ethereum and also has this huge environmental impact, might also switch over to proof of stake rather than proof of work?
I think that's a very complicated question, to be honest, because if you ask the community directly, the Bitcoin community directly, they will say we'll never switch. Whereas in Ethereum, from the very beginning, there has always been this plan to move from proof of work to proof of stake. And we've seen over the past year, the energy use of the Bitcoin network in particular has managed to draw a lot of attention from regulators around the world. Any talk about a potential ban might be back on the table in no time. And if that happens, of course, the environment can rapidly turn against the Bitcoin community. But that's all speculative, and we'll first have to see whether this merge is going to be successful and whether that success is going to last.
Alex DeVries of DigEconomist. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Becca Weinman is our engineer. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.